Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to February's Show Your Shine podcast. February's podcast is about paradigm shifts. One of the first things I evaluate when I visit a new client's office is the energy in their office. The energy I'm referring to are the paradigms in the office, a pattern, model, or philosophy of what the team believes is reality in their culture. For example, is it negative, such as blame, judgment, or that will never happen in our office kind of culture? Or is it positive, supportive, good intent, and a can-do kind of culture? There can be no movement forward or sustained growth until the paradigms are understood, challenged, and shifted. Paradigms are a self-fulfilling prophecy. Let's say I believe that whenever I ask to do something, it's going to be met with resistance. Regardless of the response I receive, I will hear it in a resistance frame of mind. Think about this for a moment. Have you ever had a rocky moment or two in your marriage or another relationship where you believed the other person was putting their needs and desires first or trying to control the situation? Once you adopted that belief or paradigm, all future conversations were received in that light. Say your husband or wife offers to take over for you, filling the dishwasher or mowing the lawn or hanging a picture or making the bed. Chances are you will believe it's not out of good intent to help, but instead a way to control how it's being done, or that the results would not be up to their standard if they didn't take it over. Doesn't the same happen in our workplaces? This may sound crazy, but I've seen many couples argue over this exact thing. Come to think of it, it kind of sounds a little familiar to me too. The difficult part is the paradigm. Once we believe it is reality, we can no longer see things unbiased. Negative paradigms set us up for failure in all our relationships. The next time an action, behavior, or communication happens where you know what they meant because of what it's always meant in the past, stop! Just stop the assumptions. Breathe and take a moment to understand the paradigm. Then challenge it and shift the paradigm to be something positive. After all, if a paradigm is a self-fulfilling prophecy, why not make it a positive one? So I ask you, what paradigms do you need to understand, challenge, and shift to the positive? This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome February. Today is a great day to show your shine.